This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Protesters in Tel Aviv stayed late into the night on Monday, demanding an immediate hostage deal in a huge demonstration that grew louder on Sunday after six Israeli hostages were found dead in a Gaza tunnel. It comes as the largest trade union launched a 24-hour general strike to press the government to reach a deal. And protesters who earlier attempted to disrupt Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's news conference set fire to wooden pallets holding banners and playing drums. Netanyahu blamed Hamas for the deaths of the six hostages a few hours before Israeli troops reached them and rejected calls to soften his demand to keep troops in the southern Gazan border area as the price for a ceasefire deal. Large-scale polio vaccinations began on Sunday in war-ravaged Gaza, hoping to fight against an outbreak in war-torn Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Authorities plan to vaccinate children in central Gaza until Wednesday before moving on to the more devastated northern and southern parts of the strip. At a medical clinic in Deir el-Bala, central Gaza, Wafa Orbed, a mother of three children who received the vaccine, says she's thankful for the vaccinations. This is one of a series diseases that spread during the war, she said. And this disease is frightening. From the moment we heard about it, we were afraid. The campaign aims to reach about 640,000 children there. Israel's agreed to limited pauses in fighting to facilitate the campaign, according to the WHO. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's foreign ministry said on Monday Mongolia's failure to arrest visiting Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin, wanted on an international warrant, dealt a severe blow to the international criminal law system. Putin arrived in Mongolia on Monday for talks about Russia and China. This is VOA News. The Democratic Republic of Congo's eastern city of Goma held a memorial service on Monday for 200 victims of the conflict between the army and rebels that are waging a renewed insurgency in the vast Central African country's militia-plagued east. The time and circumstances of the killings were unclear. Authorities said all were direct or indirect victims of the fighting, ranging from unarmed civilians to volunteer defense forces. The memorial, attended by government officials that had traveled from Kinshasa along with local officials and family members. The U.S. government announced on Monday it seized a pricey plane used by Venezuela's president. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Justice Department alleges this luxury jet, a Dassault Falcon 900EX, was illegally purchased last year from a Florida firm using a shell company based in the Caribbean. That was to hide Venezuela's involvement in the purchase. There's an executive order that bars U.S. individuals from doing business with the regime of Nicolas Maduro. The plane is valued at $13 million. It was just seized in the Dominican Republic. U.S. officials took custody of the aircraft there, which has now been flown to a small airport in Fort Lauderdale. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Azerbaijan President Ilham Aliyev's party has won snap parliamentary elections, the poll commission said Monday. However, the opposition denounced widespread violations. VOA Steve Karish has more.
Aliyev had called Sunday's snap legislative election ahead of schedule to avoid the poll coinciding with the COP29 climate conference that Baku is to host in November. The Electoral Commission said Aliyev's Yeni Azerbaijan Party won 68 seats in the 125-member legislature. None of the elections held in Azerbaijan under Aliyev's two-decade rule have been recognized as free and fair by international observers. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, a rights watchdog, criticized the vote, saying it had fallen well short of democratic standards. Steve Karish, VOA News.
Pope Francis left Rome on Monday for Jakarta, where the 87-year-old leader of the Global Catholic Church will start an ambitious 12-day tour to four countries in Southeast Asia. The flight carrying the Pope and his entourage left for an overnight flight of more than 13 hours to the Indonesian capital. He's then scheduled to visit Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore before returning to Rome on September 13th. Francis, who has stressed the importance of environmental issues through his 11-year papacy, is expected to urge global action on climate change during the voyage. I'm Joe Ramsey.